How great it is to be in that glory land way. Appreciate Brother Mike leading that song for us this morning. Appreciate the presence of each one that's here today. Appreciate this privilege of standing before you with the greatest book that's ever been written. Amen. To share some thoughts with you out of it. Today it's not unusual to hear the term Christianity used to describe the teaching of Jesus and emphasize his role as being our Savior, the one that died in our stead. And Christians are referred to as the collective body of followers of Christ throughout the world or throughout history. But I want us to go back today to the early days of the church and look at a term that was used that maybe wouldn't be understood in some contexts. The term that was used to refer to Christ's people was simply people of the way. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 9. We're going to begin reading with verse 1. The Bible is telling us here the life of Saul of Tarsus before he saw the light, pun intended. It says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." What he was looking for was authorization to apprehend these people, like we might say a search warrant or whatever. And his objective was, if he found any of this way, whether they be men or women, to bring them bound as prisoners to Jerusalem. What do you think is meant by this way? We know what was meant. It was the way of Christ, the way of Christianity. Then turn on over to Acts chapter 22, verses 3 and 4. After Paul saw the light, or after Saul saw the light and became known as Paul the Apostle, he is telling a little bit of his background. He says, "I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women." Paul was now in that way that he once persecuted, and he referred to it as the way. Or this way. Others spoke evil of the way, even caused a riot in Acts 19. We're going to begin reading verse 9. We'll just read verse 9. It says, "When divers," that doesn't mean people with scuba gear, that means different people. King James Word uses the word divers to mean diverse kinds of people. "But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus." When these people were hardened and believed not, they spake evil of what? That way. What did he mean by that way? Well, of course, it was the way of Christ and his disciples of following Christ, the way of Christianity. And then in verse 23 of the same 19th chapter of Acts, when the silversmiths and the people that aided in the worship of the great goddess Diana got excited, and they saw Christianity as a challenge to their livelihood. Tells us in verse 23, and the same time there arose no small stir about that way. There arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. You know, sometimes we talk about the term that was used in designation of the Lord's church. What was it called? It was just called the church. But which one? There wasn't but one. And here, as we've seen today, that the term the way is used in reference to the way of Christ. Which way? Was just the way. And in Acts 24, Paul confessed after his conversion, of course, as he was serving as an apostle, that he worshiped God according to the way. Acts 24 and verse 14 beginning. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way, which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Talking about the Jewish rulers, he said, they call it heresy. This way, they call it heresy. But it's the way that I'm in and the way that I'm serving the God of my fathers. And in verse 22 of the same chapter, when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. So Felix had heard about the way. Paul said, the way, they call it heresy. It's not heresy, but that's what they call it. And I'm worshiping the God of my fathers. Today, the term the way in reference to the church is rarely used. Some cults or some religious organizations, I guess, still use it. But when they use it, they're talking about their clique, not the Lord's way, per se. But it's an interesting term that was used to designate the way of Christianity. Today we want to look briefly at the meaning of the term, the way. What was its origin? Well, it may have had origin in the teaching of Christ. In Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. So Jesus talked about the way. As a matter of fact, Jesus claimed to be the way in John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it seems rather likely, though we don't know this for sure, that the term that Jesus used in his very teaching led the way of Christianity to be designated simply as the way. And what did it mean? What did people mean when they spoke of the way? As we've seen today, it meant the teaching of Christ or the gospel. And furthermore, it meant Christian conduct as directed and guided by that teaching. And thirdly, it meant simply the Christian community in general. One commentator suggests that it connotes something of the way of salvation, Acts 16:17. This person that was a sorcerer or whatever followed Paul and Silas and said and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." Another thing that was denoted by the term the way is the true way of God in opposition to all other ways that were not the true way. Of Apollos, Acts 18:25 says, "This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John." We know the story how that Aquila and Priscilla took him aside, and it says he expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly, verse 26. So the way referred to following Jesus as the way in both doctrine and life. And Apollos was instructed in the way of the Lord. How many ways of the Lord are there? Well, at that time, there were at least two ways, the way of Judaism and the way of Christianity. And of course, we realize that the way of Christianity had superseded and replaced the way of Judaism, so that Christianity was properly known as the way. Another meaning of the term the way was the way of truth or the true way. In John 18:37, Jesus says that he came to bear witness to the truth. And in John 8:32, the famous words of Jesus, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." How many ways of truth are there? Well, just one way current at that time, at one time, because Christianity had superseded Judaism. It's the way to life. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." How many ways to life are there? John 10:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Amen. Somebody says, well, that's being narrow-minded. There are a lot of ways. And it's politically incorrect as to say one of them is better than the other. There's Christianity, and there's Judaism, and there's Hinduism, and there's Islamic religion, and there's Buddhism, and there are a lot of ways, and it's being egocentric to say that the way that we're in is the only valid way. Well, so be it. what the Lord said, and he's the one that died for us, and he purchased it with his blood, so I figure he ought to know, right? And Jesus offers the way to life beyond this life. John 11:25, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So he is the way. His followers are in the way. What else is the way of Christianity? It's the way of love. Jesus taught his disciples to love one another, John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He even taught his followers to love their enemies, to love our enemies, Matthew 5:43-45. Bless those who persecute you, pray for those who despitefully use you. The way of Christianity is the way of love. The way of Christianity is the way of joy. In John 15:11, Jesus spoke in order that his disciples, as he said, that their joy might be full. And he did so that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. John 17:13, in his prayer to the Father, and now come out of thee, that these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. We should be the happiest people on earth, because we're right with the God of the universe. Our sins are forgiven. Someone said, serving the Lord, the pay's not much, but the retirement's out of this world. Amen. The way of Christianity is the way of peace. Paul told the Romans, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Though many conflicts, I guess, have been promulgated in the name of Christianity, Jesus calls upon us to seek for peace. Jesus offered a peace unlike any that the world could give, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This way gives a peace that overcomes the tribulation of the world, John 16:33. These things have I spoken that in me ye might have peace, Jesus says. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The way of Christ is the way of unity, togetherness. As the psalmist of old said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The unity and the peace that's brought into the church has always been a marvel to the world around. How rich and poor, different races, different ethnicities, different cultures can be brought together, and how peace and harmony and unity in the church. Jesus died on the cross to reconcile, Ephesians 2:11-17. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity and the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. The way of Christ is the way of prayer. Jesus taught us how to pray diligently and to pray humbly. In Luke 11, the disciples asked him to teach them to pray, and he gave us what we call the Lord's Prayer, more properly known as the Model Prayer. And in Luke 18, the Bible says he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he gave the story of what we often refer to as the importunate widow, the widow who came before the king repeatedly till she had her request granted. Christ serves as high priest and our advocate as we pray to God. Hebrews 4:14 through 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The way of Christ, of Christianity, is the way of forgiveness. What other competing world religion offers the forgiveness that Christ offers? What other competing world religion has a Savior that died for our sin as Christianity does? Jesus taught the importance of forgiveness. In the Model Prayer of Matthew 6, he taught us to pray to God, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. And he explained, for if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Christianity is a way of forgiveness, not only in obtaining forgiveness, but in living forgiveness. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, Paul writes. The way of Christianity is the fruitful way. In John 15, he gave the parable of the vine and the branches. He said, if a man abide not in me, he can't bear much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. But if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Fruitful way means a way that is beneficial, a way that is productive. We're not wasting our time in the way of Christ, because as Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:58, I believe it is, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The way of Christ is the way of service. He came to serve, and he taught his disciples to do likewise. Matthew 20. He said, it won't be among you like it is among the Gentiles, that the greatest will be the biggest ruler, or the biggest hero, but the greatest will be the biggest servant, because the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Then finally, though there are other things that could be enumerated, the way of Christianity is the way to glory. When Jesus comes back, he'll be coming for the people of the way, the church. Jesus will one day be revealed into glory. In glory, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, and we'll be there with him. 2 Thessalonians 1:12, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Also Colossians 3 and verse 4. Christianity is the way of the true reward because it's the way to glory. We may or may not have thought much about Christianity being referred to as the way, Christians being referred to as the people of the way. There are other designations, just as scriptural, Christians or Christianity or the church. But you know, we need to remember that Jesus is the way, and it's good for us to think about Christianity as being people who are in that way. The way to God, the way of truth, the way to life, the way to glory, the way of love and peace and joy and unity, the way of prayer and forgiveness and bearing fruit and service and suffering for righteousness' sake. What better way do you know of to be in than the way of Christ? Paul, Saul as he was known earlier, Saul of Tarsus, was in the way that was in opposition to Christ. But when he became acquainted with Jesus, he wanted to be in the true way. And Jesus calls to all, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Matthew 28:18-20. Are you in that way today? Have you been in the way and you've fallen to the wayside and you need to be rededicated? The invitation is extended. If you need the assistance of obeying the gospel, we're here to help you to get into the church, the way of the Lord. If you've wandered by the wayside and you need the prayers of the church and you need to be rededicated, we're here to help you. If you're subject, won't you come while we stand, while we sing?